at the I-29 Dairy Conference being held in Sioux Falls this week. We're going to visit with Jim Paulson from the University of Minnesota. And Jim, I'll get your title again.
I'm a dairy extension educator, assistant professor there in our dairy extension department.
And you actually work out of, did I see?
I work out of the Hutchinson office, which is about an hour west of the Twin Cities. Makes it just a little bit nicer for getting around the state in travel-wise.
Yeah. Well, you're one of the organizers of the program here, one of the coordinators, and you're also on the program. We're going to be talking about how do you define sustainability, which is the kind of the general theme of the conference, sustaining our dairy families, farms, and rural communities. So talk about, and I know this word sustainability gets defined a lot of different ways. How do you define this?
Well, I tell you, that's a thing. Sustainability is not easily defined, and it's not really well understood, and so we're going to talk about that tomorrow. Sustainability, as we look at it, has really kind of like a three-legged milk stool. We really have to think about the economic sustainability portion, but along with that, we have to look at society issues, look at people issues, and those issues can be from anywhere from the consumer to the farm family, and there are different issues for each of those, but we have to address those, because if those are not worked out long term, we do not have a sustainable business. The same with environmental, and we certainly have seen lots of progress ever since back when I was younger and Earth Day came along, and we learned about some things that we shouldn't be doing and can't be doing, and we have certainly applied those in the dairy industry and farming and agriculture. We want to be very responsible to our environment. We want to be sustainable from that way. So we try to make good use of our different products that we use in growing crops. We want to be responsible in our manure as we spread that back out, trying to capture the fertilizer value, keep it on the land, not let it run off, things like that. So those are some of the issues. And certainly on the economic, the profitability side, it's been a real struggle in the last couple of years. It does look a little bit better for 2011, but we don't want to take anything for granted. But first of all, certainly a business has to remain profitable to stay in business, and then we address the other issues right along with it.
Do you think the dairy industry is doing better as far as addressing some of the societal concerns?
Well, I think we certainly are. We know those are real issues. Society wants to know that they are going to be buying safe food. They want to know that we are trying to do our best in what we do, taking care of our animals. And so along with that, we are looking at different initiatives to really assess how we're doing and what we can do if we need to improve. And then along with that, we are looking at, again, providing a safe food product, products that the consumer wants, and try to do things ethically and for the best of the animals, the best of the families, best of our environment as we move forward.
How would you evaluate the dairy industry, maybe the health of the industry along this I-29 corridor that we're focused on here at the meeting?
Well, I think certainly we all in the industry on up and down the corridor and stuff, any dairy producer has had some real strain here the last couple of years. But yet this is an area that is seen some, a lot of growth, and it's an area that's well positioned for growth. It has abundant land, abundant resources, in places where the climate is good for animals. We can grow a lot of feed. We have a lot of water, those kind of resources. So this is a really good place to have dairy cows, and it's a really good place to produce milk.
Mm-hmm. A lot of distillers' grains produced in this area. How has the dairy industry adapted to that?
Well, certainly there are a lot of distillers. I do a lot of work with nutrition, and corn distillers' grains certainly offer a very viable alternative into some of the rations. We have to keep those things balanced with our forages and other feed ingredients, but that is a really good feed ingredient. Cows like them, and so it can be a really good feedstuff to consider.
As far as feed rations are concerned, with the price of corn where it's at, are dairymen making adjustments? Are they looking at alternatives?
Well, certainly the price of corn is going to be an issue in 2011 and maybe beyond. And one of the things we have to do is look at how can we most economically feed our cows. And a lot of that comes with homegrown feeds. We want to start out with doing the best we can on our homegrown forages, try to get up quality, try to get up good yields, things like that. So we start out with the forages. They are the base of our diets for cattle. And then if we have homegrown corn or we have alternatives like corn distillers that we can bring in, offer some cheaper energy sources, those are the things we got to look at. And so we have some other things, too, that we look at. Maybe sometimes like cottonseed, beet pulp, some other things that are available or can be brought in. But, yeah, the price of feed is going to be an issue, and we need to try to make the best that we can.
Do you see producers possibly pushing a little less, should I say, a little less hard on production, cutting back on feed rations possibly a bit, you know, not necessarily going for that top production here for the near future?
Well, that's a good question. And what we want to do is we want to optimize our rations. We want to optimize what we feed. Certainly, we look at if price of feed is 10, 11 cents per pound of dry matter, and then milk is going to be 18 cents a pound of milk. We want to be very conscious of the fact that we don't want to lose 2-3 pounds of milk just trying to save a pound of feed. And so we certainly want to look at those rations, look at our ingredients, can we come up with some lower cost alternatives, but we do not want to lower production per se, because 3 pounds of milk, 2 pounds of milk is worth 35 to 50 cents, and we're just trying to save a dime. That may not be good economics, but we certainly want to try to optimize those and not necessarily push those cows too hard either. Mm-hmm.